Welcome to the Gospel Road. 1 Samuel 1 is what we're going to look at today. It says, there was a certain man, Ramathan Zophim, on the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, the son of Jerome, son of Eliu, son of Tahu, son of Zappah, and Ephronite. He had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the other was Penah. And Penah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now this man used to go up year by year from his city to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of the hosts at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests of the Lord. On the day when Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to Penah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her, though the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival used to provoke her grievously, to irritate her, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it went on year by year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she used to provoke her. And then Hannah wept and would not eat. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? And why do you not eat? And why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than 10 sons?" After they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, Hannah rose. Now Eli the priest was sitting at the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affection of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head." As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli took her to be a drunken woman, and Eli said to her, "How long will you go on being drunk? Put your wine away from you." Hannah answered, "No, my lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for all along I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him." And he said, "Let your servant find favor in your eyes." Then the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. They rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord. They went back to their houses in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. And in due time, Hannah conceived and bore a son. She called him Samuel, for she said, "I asked for him from the Lord." The man, Elkanah, and all the house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever." Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained, nursed her son until she weaned him. When she weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, a ephah of flour, a skin of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. and the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, "Oh, my Lord, as long as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who is standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord as long as he lives. He is lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there." 1 Samuel chapter 1. Lots of information here. So you've got Hannah, who's not able to bore a child. And you have her rival provoking her. Do you provoke others? Maybe there's somebody at your work that maybe they do a really good job, but there are some quirks about them. And you provoke them because, well, you like making fun of them. You just maybe are not pleased with them. You know, fill in the blank. You don't like them. Whatever that reason why. I don't deny I poke a lot of fun every day. It's kind of my personality. Some people get it. Some people, well, yeah, absolutely not. But I don't do it because I don't like somebody. That's not my reasoning. I guess you could say I'm just hard, I'm gruff. Different kind of cat. As they say, you know, you're not really sure what people have gone through in their lives to make them who they are or what they are. And that's one thing here is when you're provoking somebody or you're making fun of somebody because you don't like what they do, you don't like how they work, you don't like what they do, but maybe they're getting their stuff done and maybe they're doing it better than you, so you're jealous. Or maybe you feel they're jealous of you because, you know, you do such a good job. It's just, again, they're awkward. They're not really sure how to act or react around people because it just might not be their thing. So when you do that and you provoke them, you're not really sure what they're dealing with. Now, I'm saying this because in my mind it's what it says. I don't know if that's how it comes out. But when I do a lot of things or I joke around, it's not a personal thing. So it's not about personal stuff. You know, they might have just tripped on something. You know, they did something at work. I mean, it's just little things like that. I'm that annoying guy. I am. I'll admit it. But at the same time, I would do anything for them. I was described last week as sheep in wolves' clothing. Yeah, they kind of turned it around. Instead of the wolf in sheep's clothing, they said it's a sheep in wolves' clothing. That's how I was described. Because they're going, you have this big heart, but then you're just really closed on the outside. And I could give that. But when you are giving someone grief, when you're giving them a hard time about something that maybe they have no control over, so like with Hannah, it was because she wasn't able to bore children. You see, that's just not cool. Now, that's not right. When people are going through things, you know, as they always say, be kind to people every day because you don't know what they're going through. You know, have you walked a mile in their shoes? Have you gotten their mind? You don't want to get in my mind. You don't want to walk a mile in my shoes either. Again, am I perfect at this? No, I'm sure I fail all the time. Not that I'm trying to provoke people to rile them up or stir them up. I mean, I get that enough. I get riled up and stirred up enough. I don't need to pass that along to anybody else. Get a lot of toxic energy that comes from people around me. Certainly try not to give that to anybody else. But when someone's going through a rough time and they need help, help them. Don't provoke them. Be kind. You know, they need something in their life. They need a win, we'll call it. At work, they'll need a win. There's something bad going on at home. They need a win at work. Of course, on the flip side, maybe there's something bad going on at work. They need a win at home. You don't want to feel like you're getting just piled on both sides, which is where I am right now. Piled on at work, piled on at home. And unfortunately, we have to work because we got to pay our bills. You know, there's this thing called money that makes the world go round, and if you don't have it, then you're out on the street. Puts you on your knees almost every day, praying. Asking for help, asking for guidance, wondering what to do, where to go next. If you even can, if you even are able to, or if there was even a place to go. But if you're not someone who knows, or even if you are someone who knows a person, they're going through a time, be kind and love them and help them. Don't provoke them. I mean, I give people a lot of crap. I do. But at the same time, when they ask for something, I'm there. Like I said, I fail all the time. I'm far from perfect. Far from ever being perfect. And I am certainly saying, don't use my example, even though we need to be the example because people follow us. Well, I fail at that too. And I tell you right now, I fail at that. Fail at being that example. And I'm sure I'll have to answer for that one day. But at the same time, I almost want to just get locked away in a cabin somewhere. Not have to deal with anybody. It's rough. Many of us know that it's rough. Life is not easy. As the saying goes, the struggle's real, and it is. So we've got 1 Samuel here talking about the birth of Samuel and how it led to that. I wonder if I could use that example of, hey God, you know what, I won't put a razor in my head, of course too late, I already have. Well, not in the last 3 years. I wonder what that would be like today. If someone said that, you know, we have all these expectations and rules and how you need to look and different things, you know, cut your hair, shave your face. This is how you must look. Maybe I'll try that. Somebody looks at me and says, I need to go get a haircut. I'll go, you know what? I said to God that I would not put a razor to my head anymore. Kind of half joking, but on the flip side, I don't know. You know, you're kind of at that point in your life at times that you're just grabbing and reaching for straws because you're not sure where to turn or where to go because life is not easy. It's crazy. It is crazy. I know this past week has been absolutely nuts for me. Work's been busy because we're getting ready for our fall fundraiser, which is coming up in a couple weeks. So we're trying to get that figured out. We had Christ Our Life this weekend, trying to get that figured out. I have you know, my mom, thanks for everyone that's been praying. She's now out of the hospital, but she's in the rehab, going to be there for a couple weeks. So I've been trying to get that figured out with clothes. In fact, she's been losing weight, so I got to go get her some more clothes, and I'm trying to get that figured out. It's just trying to figure. Yeah. Breaks me on days. I wonder when the break is going to come, if one is going to happen. And my dad and his issues being very uneasy on his feet, not breathing well. I just never know what I'm going to come home to every day. I don't. I have no concept what I'm going to walk into. I also have no concept of the phone call I'm going to get. Because he refuses to listen and continues to drive, and I don't like him driving. But supposedly he's a responsible adult and he's supposed to know. I also can't be everywhere. I'm not God. I'm not Jesus. I can't be everywhere. One person. I'm at work. I'm at home. I'm doing the best I can, and I'm sure I'm not doing well with that either. I don't know. Can't tell. I'm kind of worn down, kind of tired. This week, you know, I got a busy week this week, and just crazy. Crazy. Life is nuts. But we just keep pushing on. Again, see, as I said, you don't know what someone's going through in their life. So be kind to them. Love them. Don't be, you know, what we do as people and judge and backbite and rumor, because that's what we do, because we're people. But we shouldn't be doing that. But we do. Yeah. 1 Samuel 1. Read that. How does it help you be better? Maybe how does it help you? Because maybe you've been doing some of these things, or maybe some of this is what's happening to you and you're not sure how to handle it. Just be good to one another. Be kind. Remember, it's being better today than we were yesterday. Being better tomorrow than we are today. 1 Samuel 1. Read that. See how it helps you be that better person. If you enjoyed this, you can always share it with others on social media. Find me on social media as well. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. My buddy Jimmy, I had to think there for a minute. As well as mybuddyjimmy.com. See all my other podcasts or videos or whatever it is that I do. I'm kind of behind on one of my podcasts, the storytelling one, because the website that I used has seemed to have gone away. It's where I got all the stories. It's kind of crashed. So, and I'm still trying to get some time squeezed up to get a few more interviews. I've got one that I am looking at right now that I've been trying to get set up, but again, things have just been crazy at work. So I try to make sure I keep this one going. I've been doing it for a long time. But you can find all my podcasts through there as well. Also, be sure to give a rating on the platform that you listen. I always appreciate that too. And you can find me at all those places, social media. So always looking forward to every day because it's an adventure, right? Thank you for listening to The Gospel Road. Have a great day. God bless.
Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at spinaltuning.com.
If you're looking for help with software, app, web development, be sure to check out my friends at IngenuityCompany.com. They believe in their clients. software development, app development, web development, visioning, design thinking, diagramming, organizational development, strategy, they can help you at the Ingenuity Company. Find out more at ingenuitycompany.com.
Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon, catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.